If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, coming to you from Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco, but around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well, coast to coast. However you're getting us, terrestrial radio, extraterrestrial radio, where there's an ET on the board, we're all here for you to talk video games. We'll get you back to your sports talk here after an hour, and it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. I'm Rick Tittle. I've been doing this show almost 20 years, and I judge video games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? Because if they're fun, we'll play them, right? It doesn't matter what the pixel rate or frames per second, voice acting, Super Bowl commercials. Sometimes they're overhyped and underhyped, that's when you come in. I need you, my unpaid correspondents, to tell me what's good, bad, and ugly in your video game world, because we've never had better video games, so it doesn't mean that there's still a lot of junk out there as well. So feel free to chime in whenever you see fit in the next hour, heck, less than an hour. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, that is a toll-free line to get you in and get you heard, 1-800-878-7529. Big shout out to our brave men and women who are listening on the American Forces Radio Network. If you are in the military, you're doing a great job keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, thank you for your service, and stay safe. Other ways of listening to this program, you can go on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, also on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider as well. And you can also hear us bright, shiny, as we go through the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM 211. Great to be on there as well. And SB Nation Radio, SBNationLive.com on the internet. We're at SportsByline.com on the internet. And emails to me, Rick@SportsByline.com. Use that to answer my question to win the game at 40 after and request a cheat code at the end of the show. So we got a full hour of video game talk. Come on back on the video game.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones. Like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As always, great to have you with us. You know, over the years, as I have seen virtual reality progress, and it's a new enough thing to whereas it's basically since the birth of this show, where video game, where virtual reality was to where it is now, was really its infancy. And through the Game Developers Conference and other things over the years, I've been able to have my hands on a lot of different stuff going back to the really, really early days, the really garbage days of it. And as anything, you know, like it's, you got to take baby steps before you get to the to the good stuff, obviously. But yet, on the other hand, you also want to celebrate when you see the awesome improvements as well. And so, you know, I have a an HTC, I have a Vive, I have an Index, I have Oculus as well. But I bring it all up today because this week I was invited to, as a member of the media, get a free immersive look into something called The Infinite. And it's a traveling exhibit. It's going to be in the Bay Area for 3 months. And it's in Richmond, California, the city in which I was born and went to junior high and high school. It's down by the old shipyards where my grandfather worked during World War II. But what it is, it's a VR experience of the International Space Station. And it's supposed to allow you to seamlessly walk into it, walk around and, you know, feel what it's like to be on it. Now, there, when I got to the end and I took off my headset, it was about an hour, and they said, how was it? And I went, no, it was okay. And the woman was like, it was okay. She goes, I have had people cry. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I think what it is if you have never seen a PS2 and you do this, the virtual reality will blow your mind. And so I'm a little bit more of a tougher critic. It's not exactly what I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to be able to wander around inside the International Space Station, which is what they build it as. And in fact, on their website, it says, on your journey to space, freely explore an entirely walkable 3D model of the International Space Station and travel seamlessly between the outside and inside of the ISS to take in the full expanse of the space station. So that's what I thought I was going to do. It was in this huge, I think it's 300,000 square foot warehouse. So I was really excited, you know, and they give you a long spiel. You know, first of all, it says, you know, just trying to explain what it is for people who've never heard of, you know, the headset and how you want it to sit on your head and the ears and the straps and everything else. So I was excited because, you know, normally I do this stuff in a room, not in this massive like barn. And so the space station comes down and it kind of rests in front of you. But it's just a sketch of it. So where it comes to life, you walk in and you can walk through the walls and stuff. And the way you don't bump into other people is that they glow blue in their chest. They look like sort of mannequins walking around other people. Now, the people that came with you in your group, they glow gold. So you can try and hang out with them or see, and then you can kind of just say, is that you, Bob? And it's like, yeah, is that you, Phil? One of those. Okay. So where it comes to life is there are these orbs, and you have like these chapters. First it'll say, and it's on a timer, so it'll be like 10 minutes of chapter one, 15 minutes of chapter two, and there's little orbs, and so you touch the orb with your hand, and you can see your kind of mannequin hand out in front of you. And then it goes into a video. Now you're inside the space station, and it's one of the, do you call them astronauts? I guess it's one of the astronauts, cosmonauts, whatever, that's up there. And they're saying, you know, they're upside down. You see them on a treadmill. You see them, you know, goofing off. You see them wearing Halloween costumes, whatever it is. But the thing to understand is, and you can look around 360 when you're in that orb, which is cool, but it's not a full, it's a VR video. And not VR while you're in the video. What I mean by that is normally with VR, if you don't know, you can, like if there's a desk, you can squat down and you can look under the desk, right? You just lean over and you can see underneath it. With this, because it's a video, like I tried to squat down and my whole video just pulled down with it, like the screen pulled down. So you can't, you can look around, but you cannot explore in that VR. The really cool ones for me were when you were outside, and to think that this thing was built in outer space going 5 miles per second. It sees 16 sunsets and sunrises per day. That's how fast it goes around the Earth. There was one where you're going over Italy and you go over Italy in about, I don't know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. It's just, it is really flying up there. And that's amazing to see. And you turn around and you can see all the, you know, something says USA, some NASA, something says Japan, something says Canada. It's got a real international feel to it. To see, you know, to be outside, you're on a spacewalk, you're right there with them. There was really cool. This doesn't sound good on paper, but it's actually pretty cool. It was one of those SpaceX Elon Musk things arrives and you see three people coming in and they're all smiles and they're hugging the three people that were already in there. And you're standing right there. It's like you're greeting them too and you're giving them hugs. And then at the end, they have you sit down. It sort of guides you to sort of like this leather seat where you kind of sit back, and then you can kind of really just watch a spacewalk. There was a problem with my headset. It said battery low, and they're trying to pull it off my head. I go, no, it's fine. They go, no, we have to change it. And it took them like three tries to change it. But it's cool, but it's also, it's expensive too. It's like $40 or $50. So I'm glad I did it. And I'm thankful to everyone at, you can see more at theinfiniteexperience.com. Once again, theinfiniteexperience.com. it's just, you know, like I said, I thought I was going to be able to have, like advertised, free reign to move about the International Space Station. Instead, it's kind of like you're a somewhat interactive VR video, which is cool. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, it sucked. It didn't suck. It was cool. It's just, you know, I think it could have been a whole lot more. But then again, my standards are a little bit higher because, as I said, I'm done a lot of VR experiences. If you've never done VR, maybe you will cry tears of joy. All right. When we come back, if you want to chime in, 1-800-878-PLAY. We have more video game talk right here. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, and so foreign land. All right. You know, speaking of the American Forces Radio Network, by the way, in the next segment, I will be giving out a brand new game and telling you what's new this week on shelves. And that's important because whenever you get something new, the other games come down in price, theoretically. But the Army killed a major marketing effort around Activision Blizzard and Call of Duty after the company became embroiled in a gender discrimination and sexual assault lawsuit. I saw this on military.com. Last year, the Army kicked off a massive marketing campaign worth $7 million that put Call of Duty at its center, including sponsoring professional esports teams, streamers, ads on YouTube and Twitch, and 750,000 went to a direct partnership with Activision Blizzard for sponsoring that esports team in the Call of Duty League. In other words, where should we, where should we go after potential soldiers? And it's like, well, how about the kids that are actually playing Call of Duty? It's not a bad idea. It's like, you like this? I'll try it in real life. That's right. Well, the deal apparently fell apart after the increased scrutiny over how apparently the increased, as I said, scrutiny over how the service treats women. And this is a quote: "The Army has no current relationship with Activision. The Army sponsorship of Call of Duty League, produced by Activision Blizzard, was set to expire August 2021. However, in light of developments surrounding California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing lawsuit against Activision, we paused activities ahead of the expiration date and chose not to renew the sponsorship." That comes from an Army spokesperson. Well, last July, I should say July 2021, employees at Activision, you might remember, they staged a walkout demanding better working conditions after the state of California sued them following a 2-year investigation alleging systemic discrimination against their women. And investigators allege women at the company were paid less than men in similar roles. They quit or were fired at much higher rates, were promoted at slower rates. It also said that the women were subject to sexual harassment, groping, comments, and advances, and that the company's executives and HR knew about it and didn't do anything. So then in November of 2021, the Wall Street Journal, they did their own investigation, and the CEO, Bobby Kotick, they said he knew about these allegations for years and he didn't do anything. So there was another employee walkout too that year. And that report included a description of a situation where a female employee was literally sexually attacked and then just had a settlement with Activision, and then Kotick didn't tell the shareholders. And so Activision's lawyer, Caroline Hutchinson, said, "No court has ever found California's claims to be true. We remain completely focused on making our company the most diverse, welcoming, and inclusive workplace in our industry." Well, this is the other thing, and I know this isn't video game talk, but just to stay in the space for a second, 2021, the Army saw a 26% increase in sexual assault, which was a massive, dramatic spike, 2% more in the Air Force, 2% more in the Marine Corps, 9% more in the Navy. And so Army Secretary Christine Wormuth has pointed to the sexual assault and harassment things as the key concern that hurts the rank and file, and it really struggles to recruit new talent as well. And that's the thing. The Army is in a massive recruiting slump right now. And as of this year, they are about 10,000 new recruits below its goal of recruiting 60,000 new soldiers on the active duty side. And it's even more severe in the National Guard. And yet the Army says next year we want to bring in 65,000 new soldiers. Now, it's interesting to me, whenever I go to a high school graduation and they talk about where people are going to college, it always says Marine Corps, U.S. Army. To me, 60,000 new soldiers seems like it would be a slam dunk, and apparently it's not. But it's just the limited pool of qualified applicants, because the Army says about 23% of 18 to 24-year-olds are even eligible because they say they're either too fat or too dumb. My words, they said, widespread obesity issues and the inability to pass the military SAT. And believe me, nothing against the Army. The military SAT is not as hard as a regular SAT. It is just not. But the center of the problem, as I said, struggling to update the marketing efforts, because the Army is forbidden to advertise on TikTok because it's owned by the Chinese. And so the Army has been increasingly trying to find ways to get into that video game space. So last year, the Army signed a $600,000 deal with IGN, which is, of course, is the top, sorry, Kotaku, which is good, but IGN is the king of the video game news online. They also signed a $500,000 deal with G4, who's now defunct. The Army has a couple of deals with top streamers. One of them, they're paying $170,000 a year, who won't be named. He who won't be named. But, you know, the Call of Duty connection, I mean, look, one of the top franchises of all time. Do you know, and I got a copy here, and I gave one away on the air. We had a lucky winner. I forgot his name, but congratulations to him. Modern Warfare 2, in the first 10 days of release, earned $1 billion. $1 billion. That's the highest grossing entertainment product of the year. They made money faster than Top Gun Maverick did. And this is why, time and time again, when they say the video game industry makes more than the motion picture industry, it's very easy to see why that is true. When I first heard that, I thought, what? It's like the first time somebody told me, you know, there are more New York City police officers than U.S. Marines. Right? I'm like, that can't be true. And then I looked it up one time and I'm like, yeah, it's not true. But it sounded interesting at the time. How could there be more New York City cops than Marines? The few, the proud. But what this really is for me is it just shows how much more the video games have immersed themselves, not just into our regular lives, but just they're ubiquitous in all sorts of people who have nothing to do with video games, right? If you're listening to this show, I'm sure you're a video game enthusiast, to say the least, like I am. And so it just shows that once again, you know, and look, the U.S. Army esports team, I think, you know, whatever works, right? It's like the watching Generation Kill. They were making fun of the guy who joined the Marines because he saw the commercial where the knight was climbing the hill and he had the sword and everything. I mean, listen, until I was 16, I wanted to be a Marine. That's all I wanted to do, was be in the Marines until I was 16. And then I was a pretty good football player and I was going to play football in college and I had a cute girlfriend and I thought, do I want to go to boot camp and after I graduate college, go to Quantico, Virginia, be a Marine Corps officer? And then, you know, and then I got kind of like mamby-pamby and I'm like, I think I'd rather play football. I never felt so weak being a football player. I think I'd rather play football than join the Marines. But anyway, I digress. It just shows you that even with the Army, that they don't want any part of bad publicity. And you can even have things where people are completely correct. And it's like, still, if it's going to create bad press, it's going to happen. Now, this is not one of those cases, obviously. This is pretty bad when it's on so many levels, you know, unequal pay and, you know, women complaining and being ignored. And the Wall Street Journal, take them for what it's worth, saying that Bobby Kotick knew about it and didn't do anything and then just settled one of the cases out of court. You know, that's not good either. But being that this is on the American Forces radio network as well, and the video games are so important to the troops, that's some home cooking for you right there. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. Also, I'll tell you what the new releases are and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is 40 after the hour. It's time for me to give out the brand new game. This one you can win, as always, by just answering my very simple question in an email, rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins Railbound. Railbound is available on the PC, also on the Switch, the Xbox, the 360. It's also a version on your phones as well, iOS and Android. I have it here for the Switch. Developed by Afterburn and published by Seven Levels. Here's the blurb. Quote, Railbound is a comfy track-bending puzzle game about a pair of dogs on a train journey around the world. Join, sever, and rearrange railways across different beautiful landscapes. Use tracks, tunnels, barriers, and more to connect carriages in the right order and help passengers reach their destinations. Rated E for everyone. Yes, so as you can tell, this isn't really a hardcore game. This is more of a kiddie game, but it's a pretty fun simulation puzzle game. My question is it two cats or two dogs?
Yeah, I did.
Just let me know, two cats or two dogs, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Railbound, which is developed by Afterburn and published by Seven Levels. Afterburn. That's what I feel after I eat one of them burritos with the jalapenos in them. I get that afterburn, and then I start talking like this. Why do I keep talking like this? I don't know. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. We'll get to the new releases here in a second. But one of the things that we should know about is that the Game Awards this year will be significantly shorter due to feedback. And that's hashtag the Game Awards. And the creator, Jeff Keighley, said that's the way people want it. And it's coming up this week on Thursday. And Jeff Keighley on his Twitter said, quote, one thing we're doing this year is we're trying to make the show a little bit shorter. I won't say anything officially until we're through our rehearsals, but I think it's going to be significantly shorter this year, end quote. Some people said, asked why, and he responded, we think there's been a little bit of fatigue about how long the show has been. There are lots of games and lots of things that want to be a part of it, and we're cutting back on those things to hopefully have a bit more of a streamlined show. We have definitely cut back pretty significantly in terms of the runtime of the show and kind of fewer games, fewer big games that'll be there. Now, this comes after he said he hasn't felt good about the show in a long while, which is kind of interesting. And he said they would feature 30 to 40 games and a fair number of new announcements. Now, last year, we saw the announcement of Wonder Woman, Quantic Dream, Star Wars Eclipse, and Alan Wake 2. And then it closed with a trailer for Elden Ring. So the pre-show hosted 13 game reveals or trailers, and then the main show had 43. So this year's event will feature a pre-show branded as the opening act, and it will have some huge announcements, he said. But last year's show was 3 hours, and there was a 45-minute pre-show. So the Summer Game Fest, which Keeley does too, that revealed The Last of Us Part 1, which is the remake of the 2013 Naughty Dog game. This surprise was spoiled some hours before, though, as it appeared on PlayStation's direct website. One title that won't be on the show is the new game from NetherRealm. They're the ones that did Mortal Kombat. They told their fans on Friday not to expect anything from them there. Tekken 8 has been confirmed. That'll be at the show. And the long-rumored game Crash Bandicoot Wumpa League could be announced. A lot of influencers are saying that. And then EA looks to do to debut some new footage of their Star Wars Jedi Survivor after it updated its social media banners on Friday as well. People for looking little signs here and there. It's sort of like in the sporting world where you have, you know, you try to see where a free agent's going to sign, and then they have the same agent, or we saw them at the airport, like one of those things sometimes. 1-800-878-PLAY. Moving on to Nintendo. If you've been following the drama around the Smash World Tour, you might have seen Nintendo's new statement regarding how the cancellation of the tournament has stunned many fans there. It says it cares about Super Smash Bros. Fans and expressed that the esports organization Panda Global had no influence whatsoever on the video game boot camp, shutting down the event, which was for $250,000. It's very confusing. So what it was, on November 29th, it was announced that the Smash World Tour was off. And right off the bat, the event organizers, Video Game Boot Camp, slammed Nintendo, slammed Panda Global for canceling the tournament. And they said this came without warning. And they've been working with Nintendo for a year on it. And so what was the reason? You know, and a Video Game Boot Camp wasn't licensed through Nintendo like Panda Global's Panda Cup tournament was. So that caused a lot of headaches for the Video Game Boot Camp and the organizers. But they said that Panda Global CEO, Dr. Alan Bunny, yes, he gives me carrots. He says his attempts to undermine the Smash World Tour by threatening at other tournaments with a cancellation and then just wanting exclusive broadcasting rights. And essentially, they wanted a monopoly on the Smash Brothers scene. And so after that got dragged down, Nintendo just said they emailed Kotaku a statement that the two parties couldn't come to an agreement on the licensing. And it said they never requested a change or a cancellation. Nintendo seemed to suggest that they just couldn't host any events with them. They said, considering the negative impact on the players who were already planning on participate. So Video Game Boot Camp said Nintendo's statement on how the two were unable to come to agreement was totally bogus, because they said they expressed confusion over the company's backpedaling, saying that despite asking to run as an unlicensed event next year with the hopes of negotiating a license agreement in 2024, they were said those times are over now, and that the tour never met expectations around health and safety guidelines nor adhered to internal partner guidelines. Nintendo wouldn't grant a license for the Smash World Tour Championship 2022 or any Smash World Tour activity in 2023. So it's basically, we're done with you. We don't like you now. And we don't like you ever again. But here's the thing. There are not just huge fans. There's casual fans. And there's, you know, and people get let down. So Nintendo had to come back with another statement and said it cares about the community very much. And its rationale to decline the license on the World Tour said it was just solely based on their assessment of the proposals and the evaluation of using unlicensed activities. It had nothing to do with the players or anything else. But Nintendo also said that they were not required to cancel the finals, but that the unceremonious shuttering of it was the video game boot camp's own choice. That's always a way, by the way, to say, like, it's your fault. You know, you wouldn't let me do it. Well, I said you could. So Nintendo said, we are committed to working hard to bring joy and fun to the community through tournaments while also ensuring we and our partners are operating in a manner that is positive and responsible. So, yeah, video game boot camp said they're struggling to understand what went wrong. And you can read these long, long letters that were put out by Dr. Bunny. Once again, I prescribe carrots. They're just pointing fingers at each other right now, but the people that suffer are not just the fans, but obviously the players as well, because that stinks. There's no way around it. That's lame when you get all geared up for it, and then it's like, never mind. Just screw it. Who cares, right? Screw it. All right. It's time to get to the new games this week, and these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And let's start off with Paper Cut Mansion, an action puzzle roguelike, PS5, PS4, Switch. Swordship, an action racing game on all the systems. Now, when I say all the systems, it's PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC. That's all of them. If I say just the big boy systems, that's the 5, the X and S, and the PC, and then maybe the Switch. Okay? Divine Knockout, action fighting game that kind of cartoony. It's called DKO, Divine Knockout, PC, Xbox X and S, 4 and 5. Far Cry 6. Lost Between Worlds. This is the DLC expansion for the FPS open world shooter. It's on everything. Firefighting Simulator, The Squad. The 4 and the 5, the 1, the X, and the S. Hello Neighbor 2. Kind of a creepy action game. X and S, Xbox One, PC, PS4, and PS5. Hindsight, adventure puzzle game. The 5, the 4, the 1, the X, and the S. Impaler, first-person roguelike shooter for the PC. Knights of Honor 2, Sovereign, strategy game on the PC. Another PC game, Mirror Forge, action, adventure, horror. Shredders, this is a snowboarding game for the PS5. Sky, Children of the Light, Sony exclusive on the 4 and the 5. Sunshine Shuffle, an adventure card game for the PC. Warhammer 40,000, Inquisitor Martyr on the 5, the X, and the S. There always seems like there's a new Warhammer game every week. Witch on the Holy Night, an adventure visual novel. That's on the 4 and the Switch. And Chained Echoes, RPG on the big boy systems. Crossfire Legion, RPG strategy game on the PC. And finally, Dragon Buster, an action game for the PS4. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll have your cheat code coming up on the other side. Come on back on the video game review.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Jim. Jim writes in from San Jose, California. And he says, what's the code to get to Legend of Zelda's second quest? Now, this goes way back. And this isn't really a cheat code. But the second quest in The Legend of Zelda, which is a remix of the original adventure, you beat the game or you just name yourself Zelda as your character's name. Aha. Now, it's impressive enough that Nintendo managed to pack this much content into an NES cartridge, but the best thing about the cheat was just to unlock it. And I think probably more than a few people over the years accidentally played the second quest first by assuming that they were supposed to call themselves Zelda, I would think. But anyway, that's how you do it. Beat the game. That's the long way. That's not really a cheat. Or just type in Zelda. And there you go. That's one of the classic ones of all. It's always great to answer a classic one as well. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time right here on Sports Byline.